Hey guys, let's go ahead and get into our questions. So my first question I was asked is what is a good bronzer or powder to wear in the winter to add a little bit of color to the face? In the winter, you're probably a little bit lighter than you normally are unless you tan over the winter, spray tan or whatnot. But I mean, you can still use your summer bronzer that you've been using. I would say just, make sure you use a light hand with it. Maybe use a big fluffy brush instead of a more precise brush. Lightly dip your brush into the bronzer and work that on the outside portions of the face. If, however, you do want to get a new bronzer for the winter or you don't have a bronzer, I would suggest one, going to the drugstore and looking at the powders they have. My example is if you like the L'Oreal True Match powder and you use a W2 for your overall skin color, maybe look at the W4s or the W5s and see how dark those powders are that are just a couple of shades, darker than your skin tone that'll add a really good shadow to the face. Other than that, I've listed some bronzers that I think are really great. If you've watched any of my videos or seen my other blog posts, you kind of know what bronzers I like to use. I like my Pop Beauty bronzer and, of course, my Buxom Hot Escapes bronzer in Tahiti. Really, with a bronzer, you want something that isn't too red, isn't too orange, kind of a nice medium brown color that's just going to add some color to the face. And of course, if you're wanting to add color to your face, you can always just add a blush and even look for kind of a bronzy luminescent blush, and that'll definitely add some more color to your face. Okay, so my next question is, what do you think of bottom lid eyeliner? Does it age older women more? This is definitely my opinion, and I think that it definitely does. Eyeliner under the eyes is just so harsh. You can't really blend it unless you're blending it with eyeshadows. And if you have any kind of dark circles or crow's feet or wrinkles under there, that dark eyeliner is just gonna, really accentuate that. So if you're wanting to put eyeliner on the lower portion of your eye, definitely stick with kind of a white or a flesh tone nude pencil that you can put in your waterline. You can see on the picture I have here, the right side of her face, her eye looks so much wider and more awake, and that pencil, takes away any of the redness in her eyes and really brightens the eyes. Okay, my next question is, what are some awesome eyeshadows and eyeliners I could find at the drugstore, such as Target? There's a lot of really good eyeshadows at the drugstore. I really don't have that many, and I wish I had more, but it's so hard for me to get eyeshadows from the drugstore because they don't come in palettes. You can't test them out. You don't really know what they're gonna look like swatched. However, there are a few that I have found that I really liked. I definitely have, let's see here, the Maybelline Eye Studio Color Plush Silk Eyeshadow. Whew. These are probably my favorite drugstore eyeshadows I have. I don't own very many, but I own a couple different quads of these. I think I have a lilac one and a green one. And the pigmentation on the eyeshadows is so great. And they last a really long time. I don't ever feel like they crease on me, especially if I use a primer underneath. And you can see here on the post, I definitely talk about how an eye primer is definitely a necessity, especially if you're someone that struggles with your eyeshadows not lasting very long or smudging or creasing. You want to put down some kind of base for the eyeshadows to stick to, whether that be a cream eyeshadow or just a primer. I've listed a few here. I have never actually used any of these except for the Maybelline Color Tattoos. I've heard good things about the other primers. If I do end up checking some of those out, I will do a separate blog post and let you guys know what I think. But I've definitely used the Maybelline Color Tattoo eyeshadows before. I don't know where mine went, but I used to have one and I really liked it and it worked pretty well as a base. So those are definitely an option.